Well, Barry, as the chairman of this year's agri-marketing conference and trade show, it looks to me here in Dallas as an exhibitor in the trade show and a participant that we've got a great crowd that showed up. Would it be fair to say that we may have even more people than we expected?
Well, you're always concerned when you get out of Kansas City. I know some people are tired of Kansas City, but we always get a really good crowd there. But we're very pleased with the number of people that came to the Agri-Marketing Conference this year.
This is the 50-year celebration of NAMA. And any thoughts you might want to throw into the mix here in being chairman of a convention during a historic year like that?
Oh, no. I'm very lucky because we had a very, very good team, and you kind of divide up the work in putting a program together like this. Plus, some of the featured speakers that we have exceeded our expectations. We weren't quite sure how they're going to go over. Roy Williams did just an outstanding job, and I know some people are going to order some more of his books and even are considering attending his wizard school that he has down in Austin, Texas.
Well, speaking of wizards, don't they do magic?
Oh, yes. They do real magic, though. The stuff I do is just sleight of hand.
Okay. Well, I think you do it very well. But well, looking at this year's convention, tell us some of the highlights, especially for those people who didn't have the opportunity to make it down here.
Well, first of all, Roy Williams is known as the Wizard of Ads. If anybody gets a chance to read any of his books, they're very inspirational because not only does it talk about the basics of writing good copy, good advertising, but he also gets into personal success in business and life, and just a very motivational type individual. And then Scott Deming was also here as a keynote speaker, and he talked the importance of branding, carrying it beyond advertising, and into customer service and how important it is to create an emotional experience for your customer. And so both of those speakers just did a great job.
You mentioned the team, and I know it takes a team to put on something like this because I'm not sure what the exact count is, but I'm guessing it's somewhere going on 1,000 people that have registered or are here. Just tell us a little bit about the team you had this year.
Well, first of all, I did hear 1,100 had actually come, so that was a really good number for Dallas here. But what is really good is we had about 10 members of our team, and when each person takes a different program or is assigned to get a speaker, when you spread the work out like that, it really makes it easy to get a good program together.
Once again, here at the convention, we seem to have a pretty strong student contingent with their marketing competition. How has that worked out so far at this point?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I was a judge in the semifinals yesterday, and it's just amazing the talented kids that come out here, the wonderful marketing plans that they put together. And it's a win-win situation because I think they learn something from the judges and from all the professionals in NAMA. And at the same time, we see some really good candidates for the future for possible employment. So it's a really good part of the program.
Well, having done the chairmanship of this show, can we just call you chairman for life now?
No, I am gladly handing it off, and we'll be done after the show today. So,
well, I think you've done a great job so far. Thank you very much, Barry Nelson.